The Online Arbitrage Podcast.
Hi everybody, I'm really excited to be here today. I've got a super special guest with me and I can't wait to get chatting to him. Carl Bennett joins me today. Hi Carl.
You all right? How are you?
I'm very well, thanks. How are you?
Not bad.
It's great to have you here. I'm really excited to chat about your journey and your Amazon business and everything else.
It's good to be here. See how it goes.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so tell us a little bit about you and how you got started with your Amazon journey.
I got started. I think I don't like working for people, so I was always looking for something to do, really. And I came across YouTube videos talking about it. So I started, I think it was about the end of 2017. Right. So I set up the Amazon account with my partner at the time and was mainly doing retail arbitrage, you know, like from charity shops in the shops in town. But I didn't like going to the shops in town. I felt like I was stealing or something, like everyone was watching you there with a seller app because there was no other software or anything else at the time.
Yeah.
I found one of Matt's videos talking about tactical arbitrage. So yeah. I was using it for quite some time while my partner was doing the retail arbitrage. And the income was okay. It was like side income. It was like paid for some trips and holidays because I was working as well at the time.
Yeah.
I didn't really change it for two and a half years. Didn't really do anything different. Then slowly it went, you know, more and more people came onto listings, like the price tanking happened. I nearly quit a few times. The first box I actually sent out, I wanted to stamp on it. I couldn't even book UPS. It was bad. Then when I got made redundant last year, I think it was in April or March. And then since then, I was like, I'm going to just put my effort into Amazon. And I've managed to grow quite a bit. I'm doing 10K months now. And I wasn't even doing it. I think I was doing about maybe 15, 20 for the whole year before, like last year. I've only really been doing it probably for a year. Before that, it was just a little side income thing. I was trying other things along the way at the time. So,
yeah. Oh, fantastic. You've done well. So how much did you start off your business with? How much did you put in to start with?
Just change, really. It was like £500 between us. Like I said, we were just going to the shop, buying some things. I started with the professional Amazon plan.
Yeah.
It was covering that. And it was surprising. Like the ROI from retail arbitrage is always, I think it's always better than online. It didn't start with a lot, really. But if I'd start today, I'd definitely start with about 2,000.
Yeah.
So I think just to get it coming up. See, I didn't make sales all the time. It was like a few a week. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. It wasn't every day. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's really exciting. So in like, 3 years, you've turned it from £500 into something that supports you without a job.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, I wouldn't even count the 3 years. If I would have put the effort in from the start, not thinking of it as just a little, I don't know, like a bit of fun on the side, I would have been a lot further ahead than what I am now. So I should have put the effort in, really. But yeah, definitely.
That's fantastic. That's a real achievement. I think something that, now you must be really proud of. It's just amazing.
Lots of work for people, yeah.
Yeah, there's lots of work to do, isn't there? Yeah. So what do you like best about it? What do you enjoy the most about it?
The freedom, really. You know what I mean? I can do whatever I want. Like if somebody's doing something one day, I can go. Or I don't need to – just the freedom. Like I don't need to be places at certain times. I'm flexible, you know what I mean? Like if I want to meet my mum for a coffee in the day, like when she's finished work, she works in the day, I can meet her, doesn't mean that no problem. So
yeah,
just the freedom of it, really.
Lovely. And what don't you like about it? This is sounding like an interview. Prepping.
Yeah, I hate it. I still do it now, and I use a prep center. But the stuff I prep's mainly from supermarket orders. Just stuff that if I send it to a prep center, there's sometimes a supermarket sending bits. It's like a bundle, but they'll miss all of one flavor, for example. So I keep that stuff at home and change that. But yeah, the prep's definitely the worst thing, and the price tanking. But you can get around.
Yeah. Absolutely. So what platforms do you sell on? Just on Amazon or do you sell on eBay too?
On Amazon, but I've started on eBay too. Just because I don't want to put everything into Amazon, especially it's one of my main income sources at the minute. Yeah. But eBay, I'm slowly building it up. I think it does about £1,000 or £2,000 in sales, but that sales not profit. So I definitely need to concentrate on it more. But Amazon's the main one at the minute and I'm still trying to grow that more before. I don't want to concentrate on too many things. Because that's what I've been before when I wasn't concentrating on Amazon and it wasn't growing. So.
Yeah, absolutely. It's business is like that, isn't it? What you don't put your effort into tends to wither away a little bit. You have to really focus on stuff to make sure it grows.
Yeah,
absolutely. So how would your next door neighbour describe what you do if you were to ask them? What would they say?
They come round and buy their biscuits and, you know, grocery stuff. becomes about damage to buy all the goods. I've had the other neighbour come around and say, like, what's with all the deliveries and everything? And I told him about it. It's like, I don't want, because I said that I could show you what I do. And he was, no, I don't like using computers. So everyone's used to the deliveries coming around all the time now.
Yeah, they're all right about it.
Yeah, they don't mind it. Yeah, they don't mind it.
Brilliant. Okay. So let me ask you a bit of a random question. So would you consider yourself a spender, saver, or an investor? What would you consider yourself as a person?
I'd like to think investor, but I like spending too much. Do you know what I mean? I can't save for anything. I've never been able to save. But I've learned to put money into stuff that makes money rather than when I was younger, I was a bit crazy with money. I didn't really, just seen it as tokens, which ain't a good way to look at it, really.
Yeah.
But definitely, I'd say more of a spender, yeah.
Spender with aspirations to be a better investor.
Yeah, I want to try and invest it, but I spend it, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. All right. So during your Amazon journey, what sort of lessons have you learned about selling on Amazon?
Not to expect stuff to sell too quick.
Yeah.
When I started, I used to think, oh, if I spend £1,000, I'll make £1,000, when that isn't the case. Don't panic when stuff starts to, you know, the price tanks. If you look at the history on the graphs, you can see most of the time it does recover. But if it's that you need to get rid of, or if you've only got, for example, if I've got two or three units left and I see the price going down, I'll just get rid of it because there's no point keeping it in stock for 4 months potentially just to make a few p on it. Do you know what I mean? So I'll just get rid of it. Just don't be afraid to put more money in, really. Like, I wish I'd done that at the start. Like I said, it was... I should have took it more serious. If you're going to start it, do it seriously. Don't just do it as a side thing.
Yeah.
It can make money, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely can make money.
Yeah, yeah.
So you use BuyBot Pro and Profit Protector Pro.
Yeah.
So tell us about your experience of working with BuyBot Pro.
How long's BuyBot Pro been out now? Because I've used it since it came out. About
3 years, I think.
So I've been using it for 3 years then. When we started on Amazon using the seller app, I used to copy and paste everything into my buying sheet. You know what I mean? Copy and paste the title, what I was buying, the ASIN. And then when I seen you could just import it, I was this is going to save me some time. Yeah. I didn't keep opening up the seller. It's just saved so much time, especially when for new people to see how many units of something is selling, like just an estimated number, rather than just learning to use the graphs. They are keeper graphs, aren't they? Just looks like
it. Yeah, they're BuyBot Pro graphs, but all the information within BuyBot Pro is purchased from people, so that you guys don't have to purchase it yourself. We buy it.
Yeah, that's what I liked about it as well. It's just easy. It saves you time. Like, I don't understand how anybody could do it without it, because you're just wasting time. Like, you can see if you need it, it's linked to your account. Yeah, it's amazing, really. I always, if anybody asks what I use, it's always get BuyBot Pro. You need. I don't even like sound like I'm selling it. I've tried other softwares, but it just works. Do you know what I mean? That's what I like to use, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So you use Profit Protector Pro too?
Yeah.
So what's your favourite strategy in Profit Protector Pro?
Used to be balanced, but now I've tried the super aggressive strategy. So I used to worry, like, if I'd set my minimum, which it used to be 30, but I've lowered it to about 25% ROI. But I used to think if I drop it all to the super aggressive, it would just, do you know what I mean? I'll just tank the price myself and lower it, but I've actually sold stuff higher.
It does
happen. And now I just set everything to that. Like, when I'm on BuyBot Pro, I import it through Profit Protector Pro straight away. Set my minimum, most of the time it's 30%. Like, I'll go in once a week and tweak the prices. I'll just leave it like that. Once it's, I mean, I don't have to go back in and do it. It's just, you know, just sells, like, it works.
Have you always used Profit Protector Pro?
No, I've tried other softwares. I tried them for a month just because I've only ever used it. So I was like, does it make a difference if you use something else? I've tried other software. The sales initially did go up, but then they slowed down quite a bit, and it was just the same thing. I couldn't get used to using it as well, which is a bit of a problem, like, compared to what I was used to. So the effort of me putting in that time to change everything, like, I had to literally go through all my SKUs and change it. And I didn't like it. So it was a trial I had anyway. I didn't pay for it. But when I went back to Profit Protector Pro, my actual sales shot up again, and they've stayed high, and there was no new stock or anything. So, obviously, I'm going to see where it works for me. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, Profit Protector Pro is a machine, I think.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolute machine. Okay. So Tell me, if you could go to dinner with anybody, dead or alive, who would it be?
I don't know, but do you know who just popped in my head? Michael Jackson.
Yeah, that'd be a good one.
Yeah, I'll just say Michael Jackson, just see what he's going to say.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got no... Yeah, just go with MJ.
Yeah, okay. So if you could go back to your 21-year-old self and give yourself a piece of advice, what would you say?
Get started doing something and believe in yourself a bit more, because I've always wanted to do things that I own, you know what I mean, run something myself. And I've always put myself off or been around somebody that's like, now it won't work, you know what I mean? So definitely give myself that little push. Just try it. I've tried quite a few things before. When I started Amazon, I was trying other things as well. Like, I've done drop shipping. I tried an ads agency. So concentrating on one thing is what helps, really.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. So you talked about doing 30% ROI where you can, but potentially 25%. Do you have a minimum profit figure as well, or just do you just base it on ROI?
Profit, to be honest, no, because I just see it as I don't like to go below a pound. Just I like to see if it's sold. I made a pound, but I have sold stuff lower, and it's more volume than sort of things. Like if the ROI is say 60-80%, I see it as that's better rather than spending £100 to make £10. Yeah, ROI over the actual profit fee, yeah.
Yeah,
okay. Profit amount fee, you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so if you had to choose between a private jet and a super yacht, which would you choose?
Super yacht. Yeah, because you can, you know, stay on it for longer, can't you?
Yeah, plus you can enjoy the journey more, I guess.
Yeah, definitely a yacht.
Okay. So what's your number one tip for business? For somebody new starting on Amazon, so if you're going to give them a tip, what would the tip be?
Take it seriously.
Yeah.
And that was a big mistake I made. Don't be afraid to buy softwares, because they do help. Do you know what I mean? I've put off a lot of time actually buying any software, and they do help, like, especially like the reprices and Vibot Pro itself, like, if you're not going to make enough just to pay for a bit of software that's not even expensive, you're not taking it seriously. Do you know what I mean? What's the point? That's the way I see it. There's no point getting started if you can't afford. It sounds bad, can't afford, because I started with nothing on doing it. But
yeah, you
know what I'm trying to say.
Absolutely. Invest in yourself. Invest in your business.
Yeah. Like, I'm not afraid, because now it's, especially when it's the income from the Amazon business, I don't mind using that money to try other things. Like, when before it was my personal money from my job, so it felt different. Like, I don't want to spend my money to, and I think that's what people look at it like, I don't want to spend my money, I might waste it.
It's not it's definitely not a waste, definitely a very shrewd investment. Absolutely. So what's your why for doing that? Is it to keep your freedom? Do you have other goals?
The financial side of it's great. You know what I mean? Like, I've got some goals that I've set myself to it for this year. Like, now I know, you know, the potential of it a lot more. But it is mainly the freedom side. Like, I have thought about moving to Spain just for a few months, but I'd have to move everything I sell over to a prep centre. But I can do that. Like, I'm not tied to a job. I spoke to an old friend, I think it was about 2 weeks ago, and I could say, like, I can just go to any of these places I want to. I don't need to, I need this house near here because that's where my job is, which is the best thing for me. I want, like, the freedom to do what I want, really.
Yeah, absolutely. Freedom's amazing, isn't it? It's just like,
it
absolutely is. Okay. So who or what inspires you?
Who or what?
Is there a person that you look at and you think, like, they really inspire me to do more and be my best self?
Do you know what? I want to say there is, but I can't. No, I don't think there is. I'm just trying to. The way I see it is, I'm just trying to make my life better. It might sound a bit, you know, the word, but that's all I'm trying to do. Just want to, you know, enjoy my life the most. I don't want to be stuck in a job earning minimum wage until I'm 80 and can't walk around and enjoy things. So it's more that's more the driver for me, just to do what I want to do in life, really.
Yeah. So that inspires you. That's a great inspiration.
Yeah. It's not somebody. It's me. My future me.
It doesn't get any better than that, I guess. So what keeps you up at night and worries you?
Accountancy, because I never used to have an accountant, so that used to bug me. Like, the first time I filled out my accounts, I messed it up and ended up paying quite a large fee. Like saying, I think in them first few months of selling, I only made £200 and ended up paying £50 in tax. So I did something wrong. Yeah. Maybe getting an Amazon suspension, but to be honest, I don't worry about it like people do. I don't know why. I see it as if you've most of the time done something wrong to get that suspension.
So
that's it, really. Just the Amazon suspension and the accounts, anything else. Say health, but that's not really relevant, is it? But no,
that's definitely something to keep you up at night. Well, definitely. Okay, so you're doing mainly OA and some RA. No, mainly RA with some OA.
There's a tiny bit of wholesale in there, but I don't know if I've just not found the wholesalers, but I don't really like it. You check for so long just to find the odd product. I don't find it worth it, especially, for example, I use online arbitrage deals.
Yeah.
And that was what helped me scale up before Christmas, because all that time before when I was using tactical arbitrage, it was good scanning the websites, but to have some deals just come up to you.
Yeah.
It's like, and people see the prices tank on them when it's the same. Like, I bought stuff through different software and found my own deals and they've popped up on OAD anyway. So there's no magic deal, I don't think. Like, there is the odd thing I've got at the minute, which I kind of like. Well, I'm not going to say what it is, but I don't know why anyone else has found it, but... I forgot what I was on about now. I went off on that, but
all deals can be found. Well, most deals can be found by most OA, can't they?
Yeah.
Unless you're going to do something very original and not vanilla OA, then it's definitely.
I've started doing the unique bundling. Like, I'm, you know, can I say that from Natalie? She's like from the training.
Absolutely. And,
I'm definitely going to move over towards that a lot more. I've sold, I nearly said what it was then. They sent in two bundles and they sold, and the profit on them was £10 and £7, which was about 70% ROI. And it's, I'm not going to put some on the listing. Do you know what I mean? I hope people don't find it too quick. But I'm definitely going to start creating bundles. I'm planning to make about five a week at the minute.
So yeah.
Started about a week and a half ago. So,
yeah. Well, that's exciting. It's just like, that's great when you can get that sort of profit and that sort of ROI.
Exactly. That's what I want to move more towards, because I think the original OA of just buying something from a shop and selling it is good when you start off, but when you're trying to scale, it's slow. It's a bit painful, really, especially if people come on the listing and tank it. So I've had that happen even recently. But.
Okay. So if you were interviewing me and it was the other way around, what would you have asked you that I haven't asked you? What have I forgotten to ask you that would be a really good tip or a really good point about Amazon? Have I forgotten anything, or am I just like perfect interviewer?
Did you say slap? No, slap to me. There's no other answers or questions.
There's nothing else that you can think of that I've not asked that I should have asked?
No.
Okay. Brilliant. Well, it's been an absolute pleasure chatting to you, Carl. It's been great hearing about your business and getting to know you a bit. It's been absolutely lovely. Thank you so much for your time.
Nice to meet you as well.
Yeah, you too. Bye, everybody.
The Online Arbitrage Podcast.